The spiritual process does not demand that you look up or look down. It is only the religions of the world which are teaching people to look up. Spirituality is not about looking up or looking down, because in the vastness of this cosmos, nobody knows which is up and which is down. Is it somewhere marked in this cosmos that this is this side up? There is no such thing. So, a human being does not really know in his perspective what is up and what is down. There's only one perspective that he has, what is outward and what is inward. So, spiritual process is about turning inward. When I say inward, I'm not talking about the body, I'm not talking about the mind. Because what you call as body is something that you gathered from outside over a period of time. Body is an accumulation which happened to us over a period of time. The content of the mind is also an accumulation from the impressions of the world. Body is an accumulation of food that we have eaten. Mind is an accumulation of the impressions that we have taken in. So I am talking about that which is the very basis of making of this body and mind. To look at that is the spiritual process. Once you turn inward, it is very natural for you to experience this. It is this experience which has launched the ecological activity that we are doing right now as Project Green Hands. If you just turn inward and breathe, you can clearly understand, experientially you can know that what you're inhaling is being exhaled by these trees. Their exhalation is my inhalation, my exhalation is their inhalation. So only one part of my lung is here, another part of the lung is here in the trees. So once I experience this, it is very natural for me to understand that my well-being is not just here, my well-being is in everything. So spiritual process is not an exclusive process. Spiritual process is an all-inclusive process. To be spiritual means it is not about believing this or that. That is not spirituality, that is religion. Spiritual process means that your experience of life has transcended the limitations of being physical. So that which is not physical has no boundaries. So once you touch a dimension within you which is not physical in nature, your sense of who you are is boundless. So when you say my well-being, there is no human being who is not interested in human well-being. Everybody is interested in human well-being. It is only the scale according to their understanding and experience. In one human being, his idea of well-being may be that I am well, that's all that matters to him. For another human being, well, human well-being may mean him and his family. For another person, it may mean him and his community. For another person, it may be him and his nation. For another person, him and his race. For another person, the whole humanity. For another person, all life on this planet. For another person, the whole cosmos. So it is only the scale that you're talking about. So every human being is interested in his… in human well-being. It is the scale which is different from person to person. So, once your experience of life touches a dimension which is non-physical in nature, naturally the sense of boundaries are gone within you. There is a sense of all-inclusiveness. So spirituality is an inclusive process, it is not an exclusive process. So whatever is needed, you do. People keep asking me that I'm an ecologist or this or that, you know, like I was at the Davos, you know, the World Economic Forum. When I went there, one of the questions that somebody came and asked me is, oh, you are an amazing tree planter, aren't you? I said, no, I'm not a tree planter. And they asked, what do you do then? Then I said, well, we have planted millions of trees, but I'm not a tree planter. Then I asked, what do you do? And I said, I make people flower, because that's the most important thing, that human nature flowers into its full depth and dimension. If that happens, being involved in everything is very natural. Whatever is needed, you do. Right now, ecology is an issue. So you do it, not because I am an ecologist. For the well-being of life on this planet, nurturing nature has become a part of our life today. If I was here 1,000 years ago, I wouldn't be talking about planting trees, for sure. Because at that time, that was not the issue. So, I am not an ecologist, I am not a sociologist, I am not a medical person, I am not a this, that. It is just that once a dimension beyond the physical is a living reality, you are naturally inclusive in your activity. So, whatever is needed, I am doing. I am running businesses, I am running up projects, You know, we're running hospitals, we're running schools, we're running a very major ecological movement in India, the largest tree planting movement in India right now.
Mm-hmm.
All this is not because I identify myself with that, because I identify with life.
Mm-hmm.
And if life has to happen, all these things have to happen.
Yeah.
It's not my choice to plant a tree. It is just that if we have to live well, we have to plant a tree because what we inhale, they exhale. What we exhale, they inhale. So this is a relationship that you cannot do without, you know. There is no way. You can live without, you know, your wife or your husband or your child or anybody. Without a friend you can live, but you can't live without a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Every moment there is a transaction between us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to nurture this one, nurturing life around you is very natural.